Two British oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz Friday, but one of them has been released and allowed to continue its voyage. The Liberian-flagged Mesdar was stopped and boarded Friday in the Strait after it started oil leaks in the waterway. It was later released. Another British-operated vessel, the Stena Impero, was stopped by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and detained for violating what were called international maritime rules. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the seizures were, in his words, unacceptable, and said that London is looking for a diplomatic way to resolve the situation.
We will respond in a way that is considered but robust, and we are absolutely clear that if this situation is not resolved quickly, there will be serious consequences.
At the White House, meanwhile, President Donald Trump said the United States would be working with Britain on the situation. President Trump also expressed confidence that an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship on Thursday. But as AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guards say the incident did not happen.
A day after saying the USS Boxer took defensive action when the drone got too close and did not back away.
No doubt about it. No, we shot it down.
The Pentagon says the Boxer actually used electronic jamming to bring the drone down and did not fire a missile. Iran says none of the above. The whole thing never happened, and all drones were safely back at their bases. Neither side is providing evidence to prove its claims, though Iran's Revolutionary Guard did release video the drone shot of the Boxer and other vessels, without saying how that proves no drones went down. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is sweltering in the midst of a heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans